Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. The Women in Biometrics Awards will be handed out in New York City on November 15th. The five recipients will be spotlighted during the SIA Honors Night celebration. Our second honoree is Kimberly Del Greco, Deputy Assistant Director of the Information Services Branch in the FBI's Criminal Justice Information Services Division.
Law enforcement caught me at a young age. I care about keeping the country safe and contributing to that. I enjoy working in the public sector, being a public servant for the citizens. You know, and I'm really, really happy to have been given the opportunity to be a leader at the FBI, because I get to work with great people every day and support them in their successes, growing the technology, moving the technology forward, and actually just being a good representative for them.
Del Greco has been with the FBI for over 22 years. She spent 4 years doing police work before moving over to the federal government.
At that time, I was exposed to biometrics, fingerprints, and latent technology. I became the section chief in 2003 for the biometric services section, and that really catapulted my career for the next 11 years in biometrics. As the section chief for the biometric services section, I worked on establishing the requirements for an upgrade to our fingerprint identification system, and we call it the Next Generation Identification System. And it really was to replace our outdated fingerprint algorithm that we had for 100 years at the FBI. This multi-year project has four increments, and I'm happy to say that all of them were successfully delivered. We delivered palm print technology, which is the first time ever the FBI had palm prints in their system. We delivered a new upgrade to the fingerprint algorithm. We also provided an access to search our mugshot photos, something we had not done before. And then, of course, we delivered an enhanced latent capability. So that really was how I became more involved in the biometric community with the interagency, other government agencies, and our intelligence partners.
Around 2006, Del Greco created the Biometric Center of Excellence, a research arm for the FBI. The center enabled the exploration of voice, iris, and facial technology, as well as scars, marks, and tattoos.
We also worked on rapid DNA. You know, it's been very beneficial, especially in the facial and the DNA field of technology, helping the FBI provide that leadership across the nation. I think one of the areas that took the longest, it was a three-year effort driving back and forth to D.C., but I co-chaired a White House interagency task force with the other government agencies and the intelligence community to share known or suspected terrorist records. Previously to that effort, we all had our own records, and potentially there could have been a miss, so we worked together to ensure that each of the agencies were sharing our biometrics and that no one would miss a terrorist record if we came upon that in one of our databases.
Del Greco deems her proudest accomplishment to be the work she did on the Next Generation Identification System.
I was the business line manager for that, not the IT side. However, we worked very closely with the law enforcement community, collecting requirements. We tried to expand our utility of the technology to bring services to the end user. And that included the palm prints and included enhanced latent technology. The fingerprint algorithm allowed us to become way more efficient in our hit rate and quality. And then, of course, the facial searches of the mugshots. I mean, I feel like that has allowed us then to be incremental from here on out and keep upgrading the system. But that was a big lift for the FBI.
She feels her most significant contribution came when she first started in the industry, collaborating with other government agencies and the intelligence community.
It was working with the interagencies to share records, period. Not just the known or suspected terrorist records, but sharing our fingerprints. Department of State was a two-print system. We were a 10-print system. So we were not sharing across all the agencies with Department of Defense, Homeland Security, Department of State, and the intelligence community. So that was probably the most significant, getting all of the agencies to coordinate, collaborate, and share our biometrics together. And then from there, we were able to upgrade our systems and share more critical records. We have a good relationship in the biometric community with all the other agencies. and a phenomenal relationship with our state, local, federal, and tribal partners.
Congratulations to Kimberly Del Greco for being honored by the Women in Biometrics Awards program. And thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.